With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to this very special episode of You Are You Unapologetically. I'm your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes, and today's episode is truly close to my heart because it's not just any episode. This episode, it's our season finale and the final one of the year. I'm so excited. Okay, we had a year of growth, of gratitude, and unapologetic living. I'm so excited that you guys are here. I'm so excited that we made it to the end of the year. Wow, this year went by fast. First, before we jump into everything and anything, first, I want to say, and I want to wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas. See, I showed up ready, Christmas hat, right? My Santa hat. I have my earrings. Look at my jewelry. And I even have Santa Claus, a stocking on my nose. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And I pray that this holiday season was and is a joyful, peaceful holiday season. Whether you're surrounded by family, spending time in reflection, or simply resting after a full year, I hope you take a moment to honor yourself for all the hard work, for all the things that you have accomplished, for all that you have overcame, and definitely all that you learned this year. Take a moment, or take a bow, right? Today, I want to take a look back and reflect on the incredible journey we had together throughout this season. Wow. The conversations, the lessons, the guests, and the community we built. All of it has made this season not only special, but unforgettable. That's what we are, unforgettable. This season has truly been about growth, emotional growth, spiritual growth, personal growth, about being stretched beyond your comfort zone, and about stepping fully into who you are, unapologetically. Let me take a moment now to reflect on some of the powerful episodes we shared this year and the incredible, phenomenal women and men who joined me as guests to pour into your lives. We started this year, sadly, with the death of my mother. I tell you, God and time heals wounds. I'm still grieving. I miss my mom so much. But I am so grateful to have her as a mom. And I had an opportunity to share my grief with you guys. And so that was healing. I also dedicated an episode to honoring the life and legacy of my mother, Marcia Alethea Clayton. I did a number of solo episodes, the science behind how to break bad habits, religious practice that will help you become successful, how to get better sleep naturally and wake up refreshed. Oh, how to stop comparing yourself. Remember that one? To others and feel enough. Oh my goodness. Overcoming, what about that one? Overcoming limiting beliefs, a guide to authentic living. I'm telling you, I just feel as if I poured into you guys. I talked about how to overcome perfectionism, that is, and enjoy life again, setting boundaries, which is the key to healthy relationships, and how to say no without feeling guilty. Protecting your peace and your time. And we had some phenomenal guests with some amazing topics. I'm telling you, Tammy Cooper, remember? She talked about controlling your dopamine for memory, motivation, mood, and attention. Deb Kier, the root cause of trauma and why you feel lost in life. There was Todd Payne. Is your comfort zone holding you back? Right? How to get out of your own comfort zone. That's what Ty talked about. And Belize Carrizera, the unseen struggle of female entrepreneurs, invisible barriers we talked about. Sarian Aquali, navigating fears and doubt while growing as a woman leader. Oh, don't forget about Dr. Christine Heron. We talked about emotional regulations, how to stay calm when emotions run wild, when your emotions run wild. I know, right? IU Wilson, money mistakes women don't realize they're making. Tanya Thomas, the inner battle women face while building something bigger. Oh my goodness. And then we brought up the rest of the year, the end of the year. We talked about imposter syndrome in women, how to overcome it for good with Diane Umutoni and Stella Umutoni. Self-love isn't selfish. We talked about how to prioritize yourself as a woman. Oh, wow. To each one of my incredible guests this season. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for sharing your voice, your story, your truth, and your wisdom with our community. And to our listeners, oh, my gosh, you are the best ever. Thank you for showing up. Week after week after week, for tuning in, for sending messages and sharing your breakthroughs. Yay! Thank you, thank you. And for reminding me why this podcast exists in the first place. Thank you to helping, women rise, because this is what it's all about. We want to help women to rise. We want to help you guys to live and live boldly as your authentic self. That's why we exist. And so thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, as we prepare to finish out this chapter, close out this year, so that we can really move forward to a brand new year, I want to leave you with just this special thing, right? This next season of your life is not about becoming someone new. I'm not going to talk about that. It's about returning to who you've always been. How about that? The truest, most powerful, most unapologetic version of yourself. That's what I'm talking about. So the upcoming year is an invitation to release perfection, to release comparison, and to release fear, to choose peace over pressure, to stop dimming your light and instead walk boldly into your purpose. That's what this upcoming year is about. And here's a little insight for what's coming next on You Are You, unapologetically. Oh, in 2026, we're diving even deeper. And I mean deeper. Yes. Ooh, so expect more raw conversations, more stories of resilience, and more practical steps to help you step into your next level personally, spiritually, and professionally. We'll talk about leadership, confidence, healing, discipline, grief, right? And abundance, all through the lens of you being you. Unapologetically, that's what we're going to do. Living and being you. What? Unapologetically, because we owe no one an apology for being ourselves. I don't owe you an apology when I'm being me. I just don't. So I'm beyond excited. I can't wait to share that we'll be back in January for our fifth season of You Are You Unapologetically. 5 seasons of truth, 5 seasons of healing, 5 seasons of laughter and growth. Yes, we're coming back and we're just getting started. Can you believe it? Time really flies when you're having fun. I can't believe this is our 5th season. Oh, man. Okay, so as we close out this year, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Take a moment, right, and speak directly to you. The woman listening now, you made it. You made it through another year. You've grown, you stretched, you faced challenges that could have broken you, but you're still here. That's right. You are still here, stronger, wiser, more beautiful, right? And more resilient than ever. This holiday season, I want you to give others the greatest gift you have to offer, and that is of yourself. Give yourself. You are the best gift that you can give to others. No joke. No joke. Now, the gift for yourself, and I want you to give yourself the biggest and the best there is. This gift tops all gifts ever. You ready for it? Grace. I said grace. Give yourself grace. Give yourself the amazing gift of grace. Grace for the things you didn't get to do. Grace for the plans that changed. Grace. Give yourself grace for the version of yourself that's still learning and evolving. Give yourself grace. Give yourself grace because you told yourself you were not enough. Give yourself grace because you are enough. Celebrate. And I mean celebrate how far you've come and get ready for what's next. Get ready because it's coming. Give yourself grace because your story is still unfolding. It's still coming into place. From my heart to yours, I wish you a merry, merry Christmas, a joyful holiday season, and a sparkling, exciting, new year filled with peace, purpose, and unapologetic self-love. Yes! Thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of this journey. Thank you for trusting me with your time and your heart. And thank you for showing up. Thank you so much for showing up as you, as your unapologetic self. Thank you. So I'll see you in January for the next episode for the opening of our 5th, yay, season of You Are You Unapologetically. Until then, stay true, stay grounded, and stay unapologetically you. Why? Because with society's rigid expectations and endless opinions, self-expression and self-appreciation can feel challenging and daunting. Most of the time, what do? We push it down, right? We dumb down, right? We just go with the flow. You are you unapologetically. It means being true to who you were created to be and not allowing other people's opinions to affect how you show up in life. People are going to talk, they're going to talk, they're going to talk, and they're going to talk, right? You have no time. I have no time. We have no time to be intimidated by the presence of others and think little of ourselves. You're not going to think little of yourself. Don't think little of yourself. No, because when you show up without pretense or hesitation, the world can't dull your glamour. They can't turn off your light. They can't. And most importantly, you will be inspired to shine that light so brightly to share it, share your light, and to help others to tap into their own brilliance. So let's agree for the last episode of this season. Let's agree to put an end to this disparaging mindset and begin to own your authentic self. Let's do this. Join me here in January, where I'm going to provide, again, a safe space where I initiate influential conversations about what? About you being you. We still going to be doing that. Absolutely. Because you are you unapologetically, and no one, absolutely no one, is better at being you. I dare you to find one. I dare you to find one. You can't. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening to You Are You Unapologetically. Please don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with another person, with another woman, another man, your colleague, your friend, your family. Just share it. Who is ready to live in their truth? Because everybody's not ready. But share it with those who are ready to live in their truth. I'm so looking forward to seeing you in the new year. So forward to doing that. And with that, I just want to say again, Merry Christmas. And God bless each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. Ciao, ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, madly, did I say madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at kimrgrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.